It's Saturday, the 14th of December, and boy, is it wild. Well, wild, you know. Forecast is to be really, really wild. Just strong gusting winds at the moment, but apparently there's to be shed loads of rain coming with that. Not very nice conditions. But again, on the positive side, it's very mild. And it's not snowing, and we're not having to deal with heavy ice. That's a refreshing wind, very refreshing. Long lie this morning again, didn't get up till 10. I'm so tired, and that lie in bed on a Saturday morning is, well, it's very welcome actually. Still feeling really good, just enjoying this, this lengthy period of positivity. Not sure that's a correct word. Whoa! But that wind does get cold when it gets up. It drops the temperature about 5 degrees. Well, the wee birdies are getting blown about this morning, and the big birdies will be soaring high in the sky, effortlessly, enjoying this, no doubt. I have to admit, though, that feeling a bit down this morning, that might sound like a contradiction, but it's not, it's a different element altogether. We have had an event booked for a long, long while this evening, a Christmas dinner. Big, not the pensioners one, this is one you have to pay for, but it's in the same hall, and we were at it last year and it was fantastic. So we had that booked with my wife's sister and her man and my wife's bachelor brother, and we were up at that last year and it was absolutely great. So we booked it almost immediately and paid in full for the event about a month ago, and unfortunately both of them, that's my wife's sister and her man, have been hit with a terrible cold, flu, bug, whatever. I think I mentioned that I'm on it that he had been sent home from work as a lorry driver. He was that bad, and he never takes time off his work if he can avoid it. So now we're waiting with bated breath to see if we're going to make it tonight. By all accounts, what Mary said yesterday to me was it didn't sound very positive at all. So an event that they loved and were so looking forward to, and they're great company, so if they're not there, you know, we're severely disappointed. We're like part of the family not being there. So in that respect, feeling a wee bit dismayed, disheartened if they can't go. So I've sent him a text message just before I came out and asked him how he's feeling, and I'll find out when I go back in, no doubt. But Mary's going to phone her sister direct when she's finished her getting her hair dried and find out just how things are going. Even if they can manage up for a couple of hours, that would suit us, because we would just go up and we'd just come home with them. It wouldn't be a problem. It's about 2 hours. a couple of hours with them is worth more than the whole night just ourselves. So I'm praying, I'm kind of praying within myself here that everything's going to be okay. So in that respect, yeah, I'm feeling a wee bit down, but and within myself I'm still feeling really, really good and positive, and I'm feeling, I've put on weight, I'm feeling in great condition. I'm feeling, I don't mean I'm fit that way, I just mean I'm healthily, bodily and mentally I feel pretty good. So that's great, I'll be honest, it's bloody great. So not have much time today now, it's just after 11. I won't have much time to do much today because we'll be heading away at 4 o'clock to get things rolling, as it were, picking them up. If they're going, my wife's brother, hopefully he'll be okay. He stays across the road, hopefully he's not been hit with it as well. My goodness, that would be a disaster, a complete disaster. But anyway, so as I said, limited time today to get things done, and I'll probably have to wash the car again second time in 2 days. Even though nobody will see, it'll be pitch dark by that time, nobody's going to see the dirt in my car. But we'll see how it goes. But I'm curious to see how this day is going to turn out weather-wise. It seems to be gathering energy at the moment. But it is lovely and fresh, and it does clear the cobwebs away, and it does... Yeah, that sticky eye I had, it seems to have cleared. I wonder if that's all the wind and rain has done that. Any problem with sticky eye, just stick your head out in the wind and rain, that'll cure it, go on, get it done. It just started to spit off rain now. That'd be the advance guard. Early warning. I'm coming.